welcome to another Writer's Bookshelf podcast brought to you by the Gingerlicious Company. And always and forever, goodness me, is that a song? Always and forever, is it? Something like that. Hosted by me, David Driver. And a warm welcome to each and every one of you, wherever you are in the world. I think we can safely say that. And I have to say, I'm going to start by saying, it is, and it's for a long time now, it's been a long time coming. The sun is out. I am not promising miracles, but over here in the UK, in sunny Silsden, yes, sunny Silsden, West Yorkshire, and to put you on the map, we're about 20 miles out of the city of Leeds, Yorkshire, yes, the heart of England. It is actually, although you'll be listening on a Tuesday for the very first time, it's a Sunday. It's a Sunday afternoon, and we've got a little bit of sunshine. And next weekend, right here in the UK, the clocks will alter. Yes, so it will be a little bit lighter. It's been coming. It's a little bit long overdue for some people, because by golly goodness, we have had. So much rain, a little bit too much rain for my liking. I do like it a little bit cooler, and I do like the snow and such like, but the rain, goodness, the rain has just been getting a little bit too much. But touch wood now, fingers crossed, we might get to a little bit warmer. So we've got a little bit of blue sky over here, and spring, it's there, surely. Just around the corner, we can start doing a little bit more of what we want to do. So, what is this? Is a little bit not unexpected, isn't this episode? I was actually going to do some other things, but just this has come from a post that's come up on my Facebook timeline. It's actually 4 years ago now. We're in about 4 years to lockdown. So I'm not going to go back to the... I'm not going to go all sort of dark and depressed and morbid, because that's not me. But it doesn't seem like 4 years ago. Take you back, obviously, to 2020. And I can remember working at a certain place. And just prior to that, 2019, we saw it on the news. And we're thinking, what's happening in other countries? It got to Christmas, it got to January, and it was edging nearer and nearer and nearer. And some people probably thought, you know, it is actually going to come to the UK. There'll be some sort of lockdown or something sort of happening. And I can remember being at work, and the managers or people saying, well, I think what they were banking on, because over here, obviously, if you are in the UK, you'll know. If you're not over here, we've got 2 weeks of Easter holidays now. And I'm sort of thinking, the management when I was working thought, well, we're going to have the 2 weeks holiday. Everyone's going to take the 2 weeks holiday with the Easter Monday and the Good Friday, that sort of thing. Take a couple of weeks before. So that's a month, 4 weeks, and it will be over. And how wrong we were. So you've all got your own personal experiences and taste of it. You know, so I'll let you be the judge of that. And I can remember working from home and doing various things, and working down here at my studio, which obviously came into good use. But I put a post up, which is what has inspired this episode of the Writer's Bookshelf, because I put a post up about, you know, keeping your spirits up, and I was playing. A little bit of music, and putting some daft hats on. You can find it on Facebook, and lifting people's spirits. And it sort of led on then to we had the viral verses. Now I'm going to move on to the poetry now. Everyone was thinking, as I said, it won't last a little bit. So I've been messing around with a few poems, and that sort of thing, as you do. You might have different sort of themes. It could be something funny, something hot, a little bit horror, a bit more serious, a little bit nature. And a good friend of mine just said to me, David, have you got some Have you got any new stuff? Have you got any new poultry? And I said, well, I have, yes. And it had to be in lockdown. So the collection, it was put together. It was edited by Nicholas Linstead and my good friend Stephen Linstead. And Stephen has featured on the show, wonderful poet writer in his own right. And the title was Viral Verses, Art in Exceptional Times. It was a COVID-19 appeal, and it was for in aid of the NHS Charities Together. And on a personal level, I obviously had a chat with my friend, and I was quite pleased, really, because he said, well, you know, we want some good standard, want a good standard of poetry. We've got people like Ralph McTell, you know, the streets of London, and we've got Ian Macmillan in there, got Mike Harding, got some really good heavyweights, if you like. And you can submit up to three poems. And, you know, some people didn't get to the final cut. And I did, and I was over the moon, because all three were accepted. So I want to share some of these. I just can't believe it's been 4 years. You know, it's sort of coming around to the full sort of 4 years. And at that time, I was working for a radio station, and I suppose, thinking back now, it sort of started to change people's lives, because I'd been broadcasting from the radio station, which is about a sort of a 15 minute drive away from me, 15 minutes, and we all used to broadcast from there. Some of us, me or myself included, had the equipment and the know-how to broadcast, do live broadcasts, and we did various things all over the place. And I was running my open mic. The open mic had started, or my open mic night had started in 2019. And he sort of knew it was getting there, because we got to the new year and we're broadcasting. And I can remember the open mic night came first, and other people were cancelling events and so forth, as probably most of you know. And we managed to get the open mic in, because it's the second Monday of the month, every month. We managed to get the open mic in March, and then that was it. We had to cancel the open mic, or, you know, put it on hold, and that was on the Monday. And on the Tuesday, I presented the Writer's Bookshelf, and that was the last one. That was the last one up there. But not to be beat, and that's typical David. I thought, well, I'm going to broadcast from my studio, which obviously has changed dramatically over the last sort of 4 years. And so I started broadcasting from the studio, and obviously the Writer's Bookshelf on a Tuesday, and I was phoning people up and doing telephone interviews and recording them, sort of WhatsApp and Zoom and that sort of thing, which was made available. Some people used to ring and chat live on air. Some people sent recordings. So it kept going. Good stuff indeed. And I started doing a little bit more. Well, not a little bit more. I used to run or broadcast a Saturday show, which was a little bit crazy, and we loved it. So I sort of resurrected that. And in the meantime, it came about. The first one I'll share is called Lockdown. And I can remember it's still somewhere on up on the social media platforms. I think I was playing in the background either the theme tune to 633 Squadron or Dam Busters. I'm pretty certain it was 633 Squadron. And I put on a daft voice, bit of a major, oh yes, tally-ho and all that. Yes, it's Ginger here. Bombs away, Ginger. Bombs away. And just trying to cheer people up. And I had the Union Jack on my head and talking about Boris has spoken and all that sort of thing. And I did a little bit of a speech, if you like, to lift people's spirits. And then that developed into a poem, which I'm going to share with you in a moment. It didn't actually take that long to write. So that was the first one that was shared, and then the other two I'll speak about in due course. And it really just brings back it brings back good memories. I'm not saying don't think for 1 minute that it's all been happy, and I think you've got to try and take the good out of everything. And yes, I've shared. I think everyone has had hurt and pain, and some bad times in COVID. But I like to think of other things, like it brings families closer together. It makes you appreciate what you have, and just little personal things and stuff like that. I got to know some people a little bit better. The studio developed, and they're just different ways of dealing with things. So I had some good. I had some positive outcomes. I mean, I managed to continue broadcasting, managed to get some serious writing done and stuff like that. And something like this, which I'm going to share with you, became something even better. So it goes like this. It's called Lockdown. And I'm just going to take, if you have a little bit of a slurp of coffee. I've got the, you know what's going to happen. Okay, so this was, it did actually start off as a little joke, if you like, but as I said, it's turned into something better. Okay. Boris has spoken. All have heard. Stay inside, people. Penalties may be incurred. Locked within four walls like a trapped mouse. Bricks, mortar, a roof. It's called your house. Paint the walls or try some tiling. Office workers, don't worry. The socks need filing. Monopoly, Kaplunk are both board games. And yes, these are your children, and they even have names. What's on the menu? What can I eat? McDonald's has shut, and it's only down the high street. Heinz, you only made 57 in variety. That won't last long in a lockdown society. I watched Columbo when flares were in fashion. Why must my bacon sarnie suffer because of the ration? Will I have to talk to the family and be nice to the wife? But we walk down the aisle in love, and she's the best part of my life. I could read a book, get myself educated, try a little yoga, meditate, and not be agitated. Go running as allowed once a day. We'd reduce my waist size. Go all the way. Plant some seeds. Watch them grow. Learn new things which I didn't know. Support my family. Stay focused and strong. I can survive this no matter how long. Search your soul. Inside is a fighter. On the other side, it's warmer and lighter. Look in the mirror. Look at your face. You can do this. You're the brilliant, unstoppable, fantastic human race. So I do hope you liked that one. But then this next one. I suppose really, it's serious stuff, if that's the way you want to sort of look at it. But also, it's done in a joke. I like the rhymes, I like the jokes, just to try and lift people's spirits. This one, for four new friends, it was about, as I've said, and some people may know, a lot of people had to work from home, and I did in a sense, but the studio is only 2 or 3 minutes away. It's a very short walk, just down the high street from where we live. And so I did work from home, but down at the studio, and I was quite regimented, if you like, as in I thought, don't want to get into bad habits. People need the space. So I walked down to the office Monday to Friday, did the work that was needed to be done, and other things beside. And a lot of friends, you know, working alongside the wives, the partners and kids and the cats and the dogs. And some people didn't even have a computer, or just one computer between the whole family and mobile phones. And so this one's written from the perspective of working from home, and I'm sure you'll guess, and it's called Four New Friends. Within these four walls, I've made four new friends. Catching up on the gossip, making amends. Drowning on dry land, a diver without the bends. A 21st century Ben Gunn, let me out, please. I'm fed up with eating tin spam, and I really don't like cheese. Imprisoned in my living room, and a blind jailer holds the keys. UK gold with Bergerac, beans on toast, and a pack of Caramac. When this is over, I'm sending my skybox back. Five cards stud, but no one's dealing. Your face is cracked and your claws are peeling. By not answering my questions, my sanity you're stealing. With a magnificent seven, including ceiling and floor. But wait a minute, window wants to join us, and so does door. Oh, please play nicely. I can't take any more. A human goldfish going around in my own living room. There's no point broadcasting the weather. It's all doom and gloom. Insanity season, and the madness is in bloom. Thank you. And this last one, this last one really has a special place in my heart, simply because it's this one is about walking. It's about when you it's sort of the other end of lockdown, when we were allowed to go out a little bit more. And I knew, and in the back of my mind, I think most people are connected with nature, and people appreciated, you know, that the weather, the wind, the sky, the trees, the birds, just the bird song, all the beautiful things that nature has to offer, and going out for walks in the countryside and all things like that. And so this is about myself and my family going for a walk, and Betty, our dog, was with us along the rivers, well, mainly the canals around Silsden. But it connected me with a man now I like to call my friend, Brian Ledyard. And if you'd follow me on various other things, you'll know the radio play, the Purple Orchid of Ulysses Goyle, and Wicked Female Killers, the Poet's Pasture, all things like that, the Gingerlicious Nights open mic, just to name four. Brian has produced some absolutely superb, and I do mean superb, artwork. A lovely man indeed. And the first time I met Brian, he's been on the show. He's been on the show, which is good, brilliant, in fact. And he loves Whitby. We've met up at Whitby because we both go to the Goth Fest, not together, but I think he's got a place out there. You know, he's like that. He's a good man. He's got a place out there. And anyway, we've had a chat and a coffee and that sort of thing. So a good man indeed. And he produced some wonderful artwork for this. And I'm just looking now. I've got the book open. I'm reading from the book, but I've got the picture on the wall in the studio. And it goes, the title of this one is Shh, Don't Say a Word. And we had a belated launch at the York Guildhall. And I was the MC, the compere for the evening. And this opened up proceedings. So it's good stuff. Okay. Soaking in the silence, soothed by the calmness, the sunshine, and a gentle breeze blowing lightly on my face. Bushes bloom, bearing berries, which feed my feathered friends. I close my eyes and birdsong takes me to happy memories. Dragonflies hover over a summer pond, and fish lightly break the surface, talking in bubbles of silent speech. A red kite soars on advantageous thermals, searching for a lazy hare lost in dreams. Swallows swoop, gulping from the water of canals, whilst mallards rest at ease on the far side, away from the worn boots of ramblers, which have clocked up 1,000 miles. Shh, don't say a word. So those are my three. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to randomly this one, I'm just going to pick out some of the poems. This one's called Summer Sunday. So the first three, obviously, mine, and obviously people reading out their own poetry. Do it justice. Hopefully, I'll get it right. This has been penned by a gentleman called John Law, and it's called Summer Sunday. It goes like this. Ice cream man, Danny's van, summer swelter, tar melter, hopscotch square, do or dare, cricket crease, go-kart grease, bird's nest found, walking round, climbing trees, scabby knees, nobby's pond, bulrush frond, cold frog spawn, my front lawn, XL5, jukebox, jive, thunderbirds, lemon curd, playing out, mother's lout, coming home, not alone, noise and din, running in, daddy's there, combing hair, wireless plays, summer days, Sunday night, golden light, feeling glad, watching dad, hear the song, evening long, sing something simple as cares go by, sing something simple, just you and I. Good stuff indeed. John, let's have a look. I'm just going to, let's have a look. Bear with me, because I am flicking through. There's one or two I particularly like. And it's been a while since we've shared, or I have shared from this one. So just bear with me. There's a few, in particular, this one is an absolute fantastic one. This was written, lovely lady, I'll have to catch up with her, by a lady called Linda Rose Morgan. It's called Dad's Ladders. And I did share this one on the radio. It's such a beautiful, beautiful poem indeed. I actually love this one. Linda Rose Morgan. And it goes like this. I have dad's ladders now, though they are not used much. They are indispensable. Anytime I like, I can run a finger over the past. I can feel the braille characters of a knobbly moment when the paint splashed a step. Memories of rooms we painted together I condensed into elegant white gloss pennies strewn on the footholds. Fingerprints of frosted lilacs flower over the handrail. My mistake, the red, a lonely puddle on the top tread. Today I slip my foot into yours as I ascend the ladder to another memory, terracotta and green. The colour of my new kitchen. I've always liked that one. Brilliant stuff. Absolutely brilliant stuff indeed. Okay, this one. This one's by my good friend Mr. Heath Common. Wishing you all the best. If you are tuned in, Heath Common, Mr. Bill Byford, wishing you all the best and get well soon from me and everyone else who knows you. Or if any of your family are listening, brilliant stuff indeed. This is called When the Dog Bites the Monkey. When the dog bites the monkey, you gotta wonder what's gonna happen next. See, the dog's normally so placid. It's the most obedient of all the pets. But the monkey's always gotta push it, just to see how far he can go. Well, the damn thing's gone too far now, so he's got to go. And when the dog bites the hand that feeds him, and the blood begins to flow, and the dog holds onto the hand in his mouth, when normally he'd be inclined to let go, you got to wonder, is this the end of the beginning, or is this the start of something else? I don't know, but I'm worried just the same. Now, I am not suggesting revolution, and I am not suggesting fighting in the streets. I don't know, but whoever does know about these things. But I ask you just how much more teasing can that poor damn dog take before he snaps and he howls and he finally stands up for himself and he declares, in the spirit of the people, this dog's not gonna take it anymore. I'm normally well behaved and I usually accept everything you say. But you keep pushing and pulling and snapping at my tail and winding me up each and every day and... Oh, damn it. No more of your dodgy expense claims. No more of your rigged inspections. No more of your stupid judgments. No more of your compulsory redundancies. Because as Sonny Boy Williams once said, don't start me talking, because I'll tell everything I know. Now talk some sense, man, and do the right thing. I think I went into a little bit of a slight American one there, because my good friend Heath reads that one out. He does read it in a American sort of accent. Okay, Power Square at 4 a.m. Also by Mr. Heath Common. Let's see how I think about this one. 4 o'clock on Power Square, and I'm sure I saw Mick Jagger sitting there. Well, it was 1969. See, I came up from Talbot Road. In my inebriated state, I called out, "Hey Mick, how's it going?" He didn't respond. I think he was reading IT at the time, and I thought, how come Mick Jagger's still sober just before dawn? Well, it was like that then. And then I looked where he was looking, and it was the house where they filmed the external shots for the film Performance. And I thought, I wonder what he's thinking. And I thought then of Brian Jones and Eel Pie Island and Madison Square Garden. And I didn't even know then that Altamont was soon on the way. Hyde Park to Altamont in just 6 months. And now I'm in my mid-60s and I still know that those times were the very best of times. Times when I learnt how to survive, and who was to know then that the Stones would become a bank and Lennon would be shot and I'd end up selling out just like everyone else I knew at the time. Now I still go back to Portobello Road and I try to recapture those days of old, the Pink Fairies and Hawkwind and that guy called Malcolm X. And Mark Bolan living down the street. Times when a square meal was a very special treat. But good times. Good times. Bad times. Heavy times. But everyone knows that time moves on. Once the gypsies lived there and raced their horses where they've now built the West Way flyover. But their spirit lives on. It lives on. Somewhere out there on Power Square at 4 a.m. Okay, let's see what else we can do. This one is called She Is My Fighter Pilot by Joe Solo. And I like this one because of the artwork, but obviously you can't see. It goes like this. She is my fighter pilot, a Spitfire, an old Renault 5. She isn't shooting the enemy down. She's keeping people alive. She is my fighter pilot, putting her life on the line. In this new hidden battle of Britain, she answers the call every time. She is my fighter pilot. Her medal, a round of applause from the doorsteps of this grateful nation, while she gives her life to the cause. She is my fighter pilot. We are all of us now in her debt. And when this new war is over, we must never, never forget. Okay. Let's have a look here. Just randomly flicking through. You can hear the pages. Let's have a look here. I'll find one in a minute. You just can't. Okay, Fishbowl by Chloe Darcy. I'll do about three more, three or four more. Fishbowl by Chloe Darcy. Drifting through... start that one again. Fishbowl by Chloe Darcy. Drifting through silent streets. Distant coughs startle. Emboldened birds. A fox's shadow. In the light of a shop. From steps into non-existence. And the man in his fishbowl living room is gone. Somewhere white and sterile, away from the hubbub of Coronation Street and reminiscing about the people who used to board and alight the bus outside. Smiling at him from time to time, but like ghosts now, filter rarely by. Okay. Let's see what other ones we've got here. There was one. Okay, this one is Friendship by Chris the Poet Dibner. Precious and perfect and gone with the dawn are the memories I keep of the friends that I mourn. Rash and excited and noisy and mad are the echoes I hear of the friends that I had. Faces no more to be dirty and free in the ditch of delirium looking at me. Teachers and welders and parents of chavs are my family of wrongness, the friends that I have. They keep going and going and going, don't they? Okay, let's do this one by Ralph McTell, Masks and Gowns. Okay. When we are at war, a soldier's gun protects him from what might be done by an unseen enemy waiting to take him down. But look at the workers in the NHS, marigold hands and bin bag vests, no PPE. And not enough masks and gowns. Promising there's enough supplies, denies what we see with our own eyes. Truth would be a breath of sweet fresh air. Hold up your hands and make mistakes. Denial adds to each heartbreak. Loved ones fighting for their very lives out there. Bang on your drum, do what you can. Stand at the door and clap your hands. It's the way to say we think you are the best. Stick to the rules, support the cause. Keep your distance, stay indoors, and thank your lucky stars we've got the NHS. Statues of heroes in every town. Time we had one in a mask and gown. Stood with Nelson in Trafalgar Square. Each carer, doctor, nurse who died carved their names with grateful pride. They sacrifice almost too much to bear. What carers earn fills me with rage, risking their lives for the minimum wage, holding the front line with no barricades, all for the want of a gown or mask. Surely it's not too much to ask. The bravest carry on through still afraid. Bang on your drum, do what you can. Stand at the door and clap your hands. It's the way to say we think you are the best. Stick to the rules. Support the cause, keep your distance, stay indoors, and thank your lucky stars, we've got the NHS. Okay, let's have a look. I'm just going to do probably a couple more. Let's just see. I'm just trying to think. Okay, this one's by Ellen Waters. It's called Spring Cleaning. And this is how it goes. That morning, gold leaks into her window and pours like silk across her aching eyelids. From muggy black, she wakes and basks in the caress of a fresh day. Steps out into an age of glint and green and throws the white sheets of her arms towards the heavens. That morning, she paints her darkness in vivid colours across the sky, watches smoke seep from chapped lips and swirl into mist, banished to another subconscious. It couldn't belong to her, not that morning. That morning, her lungs proclaim to be to the open moors and dare them to fill her with anything but air. That morning, she tips seeds into the yearning soil and breathes in crystal emptiness, thanking this new world for all it has given her and all it has taken away. And let's see what else we have got. Okay, let's have a look. There's one more. I'm trying to find it. I should have maybe marked them all up. But anyway, that's the way it goes. Okay, I'll do this one. I'm going to finish on this one. It's called Love in Lockdown, and it's by Gareth Griffiths. Okay. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? I can't. I'm not allowed to go outside. And when I did, you stood 6 feet away in face mask and lost locks of bactericide. And so I've no idea if you're like summer or what you're like at all. Or, truth be told, what summer days are like is quite a bummer. No wonder that my passion's growing cold. But several times a day for 20 seconds, I sing to you happy birthday like a dope. Because that's long enough, the doctor reckons, to beat coronavirus. We can cope. So social distancing has not yet quashed the love recalled each time my hands are washed. Brilliant stuff. Brilliant stuff indeed. So I do hope you like that one. Quite sort of not unexpected, but just sort of, I just thought to myself, it came about this morning. I've got a few episodes planned for the podcast, and I just thought to myself, it just popped up on the social media, on memories, and I thought, do you know what? Why, I can't believe it's I can't believe it's 4 years ago, and I thought, well, David, go for it. So sadly, that is the end of another episode of the Writer's Bookshelf, brought to you by the Gingerlicious Company. And like I say, if you like what you have been listening to, then tell all your friends, keep supporting and keep downloading. If you want to find out a little bit more about me, go to my website, which is David Driver Author. And once again, thank you for all your support. Get in touch if you've got anything to ask me, or indeed you want to be part of the show. And as always, I'll be speaking with you on the next episode. Goodbye for now.